But I am finding that it has been so helpful with my kids. And the key thing is, no matter what.
I am not a raincoat here to
Wow. Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
This sounds like very 60s. Nostalgic. Who's that band from the 60s? Like Peter, Paul, and Mary.
The Monkees.
Is this the Monkees?
No.
Oh, okay. It sounds kind of like
I don't even
that.
Know who they are.
You pull it down so quick, producer Grace doesn't even know who they are. What in the world? Here, pull that back up.
That's nice.
Ooh.
This is so
relaxing.
It's very relaxing.
Not your impression of a city.
Okay. It's something.
It's something.
It's a song.
It's a music.
It's a song.
It's an intro song.
And it's free.
And it's free. Wow, there you go. You know what?
You just gave away.
Yeah. You didn't have to pay for that.
That's our music choice.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of On Purpose Parents Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
As always, it's the same group of three. Usually, every now and then, we have a guest. In fact, the last three episodes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where I'm at. You're losing track of time. The last three episodes, we had a guest. So it's not always just the three of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we like it better when it is. That's not, as the kids would say, throwing shade on any of our guests. It's just we like us.
We like each other.
Yeah, we like each other. We even like you, producer Chris.
Thank you.
In the corner.
It's nice to be liked.
I mean, who else would
rather be loved, but liked, I guess, it's a step in the right direction.
If we didn't have producer Chris, who else would find free
free music to play? That puts us in some zone.
Chris, you're worth more to us than that.
Oh,
thank you.
There would be, all joking aside.
Yeah.
There would be no On Purpose Parents podcast if it wasn't for producer Chris.
Totally true.
I think it was his idea.
His idea, putting it together.
Yes, he does.
As a pastor, getting all the equipment and tech.
Yes.
We appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Busy life.
Chris, you're awesome.
Maybe we could move on now.
So, Kurt, I have a question. Moving on. What is in your hand, this Kurt? For people who are not watching on YouTube, Kurt has some very rainbow-colored beads.
Well, they're like
in a
chrome.
Clump?
They're chrome colors.
Chrome color.
Chrome rainbow. So this is like, you know fidget spinners?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you know those little poppy pop things for this? I think.
Don't know what that
is. It's another fidget thing, and it's just a ball of. Like magnetic?
Independent BB size balls that you can break them apart. I don't want to do
over your drink.
But you can break them apart.
Yeah, they're all just.
Yeah, but it's just wonderful to squeeze. I love it. And I'm not even like, I don't need fidgety stuff, but I found this.
Is it like soothing? Is it like
you want to try it?
Okay, all right. Oh, it's heavy. It's kind of heavy.
Grace, nice. You're getting it all over your hands now.
Is this very germy?
You don't know where it's been.
Where has this been, Kurt? Should I be concerned? Does Chris know something that I should know?
Is this gross?
Yes.
What makes it gross?
Because there's germs all over the place. Have you ever sterilized that thing? Where did you get that thing?
Do you never touch anything with your hands? Do you wear white gloves
No.
There's germs everywhere.
You have a good point, Chris. Yeah. Here, catch up.
Okay. You almost hit the board.
Producer Chris, now you are contaminated.
Dude, it smells so bad.
What is it?
Why in the world would you smell
Chris
it?
Chris is here. Looking out for your health and hygiene, Kurt.
That is
disgusting. This is how much we care about each other.
It's like oily. Why is it oily?
It wasn't oily. It was definitely heavy. It is heavy for the size.
I will not be shamed into putting this down.
You're going to hold it through
just
the entire episode?
Just looking out for your health, brother. That's all.
The table that you just had your hands on, producer Chris.
Yeah.
I didn't see you full of germs.
You didn't before. No. I use the Clorox wipes we have in there, and I wipe it down every time, and I wipe the desk down.
Do you really?
I do.
Wow. Do you wipe? That's impressive.
I clean the board.
Here's the test.
Wow.
Here's the
test.
I'm impressed. And then we'll move on to more serious.
Okay. This is the test.
This is the test. This is the Kurt test.
Okay.
of home
hygiene.
I was going to say homeopathic, but I don't know. We were talking about doctors earlier. There's homeopathic doctors, right?
I don't know. What are you saying?
What is the test?
I meant to say home, like my home remedy, my home test.
Yes, Kurt's
home test.
Okay.
Of germaphobes.
Okay.
Do you, in a post-COVID world, we all, during COVID, the 18
different
months of
levels.
COVID,
yeah.
that's just like, you got to throw that out.
Okay. Post-COVID.
When you go to a public restroom in a restaurant,
okay,
and wash your hands, do you open the door with a paper towel?
Yes.
Or do you use your hands to open the door?
Paper towel. If there's not a foot thing that I can open it up, then
Grace? What do? I try to use a paper towel, but maybe 50% of the time, if I'm in a rush, I'll use like my pinky. Like I'll try to use as little fingers, but I don't always use a paper towel.
And then your eye itches, and you have to, and then you do that with your pinky. That's so disgusting. My eye.
You know, germs. The reason you have a immune system, not the whole reason, but one of the reasons your immune system is strong and robust is because
we
expose ourselves to germs.
Yeah.
Well, what about you? What do? Do you grasp it full-handedly?
After saying all of this.
He doesn't even wash his hands.
Kurt's like, what's soap?
I never in a million years would I have ever thought to use a paper towel.
Oh.
COVID got me kind of in the habit.
Okay, I see.
Which is weird too, because
even during
COVID, I wasn't.
I
wasn't that concerned about things, but for some reason that got me.
Yeah, yeah.
That one thing got me. Anyway.
Here we go.
So here's what we're gonna do for the next four episodes. We're kind of excited about this because each episode is gonna be a little bit shorter.
Dude, I'm really excited about this. Cool. Not just kinda. I am really excited. Aww. These are great ones.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say.
Well,
it's gonna be super helpful.
Can you shush? No. can you ask it? if they don't know us, they think that we're mean to Chris.
How many times a day? Not we.
Don't pull me into this.
Don't pull me into this.
What do you got?
This is all you.
You and that. Smelly ball of yours? Is that the week?
But he can dish it back too, all good.
Okay.
So what are we talking? What is our series?
Well, this was actually Chris's idea. That's probably one of the reasons why he's so excited about it. But it's a great idea. for the next 4 weeks, we decided to keep the subjects and the topic matter kind of a little bit lighter, a little bit shorter. The shows will be 15
focused.
Minutes. Believe it or not, they're still going to only be about 15 minutes despite all this nonsensical rambling.
We'll see.
And we're going to different topic each.
Each week, each episode.
But they are the top two things that blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And you're going to come with one and I'm going to come with one.
Yes.
So episode one of, what do we call this? Top two? Is that the name of the series?
We didn't title it yet.
Top two.
We'll
list.
Find
just
out
like,
when
let's
this
do
airs.
Some
two to go.
Questions.
two phrases.
Two for the road.
Two for the road.
Two for the.
Two for.
Tuesday.
I
don't know. Wednesday. No, we can drop it in a day or
no.
But
okay.
Then people listen.
So here it is. And Grace, we're going to go to you first.
Okay.
This topic is, what are the top two, so you've got one and I've got one, things that we would say every child needs to hear from their parents over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Over and over.
This is so good. I can't wait.
And we're going to throw out, because we're a faith-based podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like when you ask your kids, what did you learn about in church today? Jesus. Okay. Yeah, I know that. I know our church talks about Jesus a lot.
Yes.
What else did you talk about?
Okay.
So neither one, and just so people don't get frustrated.
Yes.
Like we didn't say, or we threw out, you can't say Jesus loves you isn't the one. Because obviously.
Right.
Right. Jesus loves you.
That was my one though. I'm kidding.
Well, your one
is
may include.
Offshoot.
So go ahead.
Okay. So mine that, and the part that I latched onto was the part of the prompter that is over and over and over again, because this is something that I'm finding in actual real life with raising my two girls, something that I am saying over and over again to them in different circumstances. It keeps coming up in different situations that I find that it has been helpful to repeat it. And for context, I have a 12-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old daughter. Actually 11, she's turning 12 soon. So mine is that you are worthy, you are loved, no matter what. Mm. And for me, that seems a little bit, again, like kind of cliche, like the canned things that you would say. But I am finding that it has been so helpful with my kids. And the key thing is no matter what. So what I've observed is that there are so many things that's conditional in this world. And our kids from a small age start to feel that. Mm-hmm. Is that you get attention if you do this. You get affirmation if you are like this. And then as you grow older and your focus turns more on friendships, maybe as you turn into adolescent years and middle school years, it becomes even more performance-based, mm-hmm. more image-oriented, more external focused. And even if it's not about friends, I've noticed in my kids as they grow up, sometimes it's performance anxiety against themselves, like their own competitive nature. I want to try to play this video game and I'm not good at it. And you could just see their insides mm-hmm. crumble either. And depending on your child's personality, it could come out like, you know, defensiveness or competitiveness. But with my second child, it can come across as like shame, hiding, embarrassment. I don't want to be public. And so part of it is some of the things that I've said with my kids is in all of these different situations, reminding them and just having this type of conversation. You know, if let's say one of my kids didn't do a painting well, and this has happened, and they're upset about it. Like for whatever reason, that painting that they expected would look a certain way doesn't look that way.
Right.
Makes them feel bad. And I'll use that opportunity to say, if you drew a beautiful painting, do I love you more? Are you more worthy? And they've heard this enough from me now that they know the script, right? So Zoe will be crying and she'll be like, no. And I said, if you, you know, drew, you know, a terrible painting, would you be less worthy? Would you be less loved? And she would say, no. And with my older child, we'll see this with her friendships too. Like when she's going through struggles with her friends, you know, if you have this friendship struggle or they're upset with you for this, are you less worthy? Are you, if you were the most popular, are you more worthy? So kind of asking those questions in all situations. And I find that the reason why I find it so helpful is because there is a difference of saying, oh, of course, that's an obvious statement, especially if you go to church. We hear that all the time. God loves you. You're worthy. There is a difference between knowing it in your head conceptually mm-hmm. and then feeling it in all of these little life circumstances and being able to meet my kids constantly, starting from like really like kindergarten is I think when it started to manifest more. And in those situations, to be able to just remind them and bring it to a more like practical setting instead of like not just hearing it at church, not just hearing it when you're feeling okay, but in that moment when you're not feeling great, when you're feeling insecure, when you're feeling upset, to remind them of that. I feel that it is over the years start to fortify and make a comment or a phrase that sort of feels like a given or a gimme mm-hmm. become more ingrained because the last thing I'll say is I just think there are so many phrases like that that it's again just easy to hear and hard to truly internalize. I'm loved, I'm worthy no matter what. But in reality, we spend our entire lives spinning and striving and stressing and being anxious trying to counter that because we don't really believe it. So for me, being able to have that opportunity pound that into my kids in those specific situations has been really helpful and a valuable opportunity.
I love that. Yours like mine is both a statement. So your statement is your value and your valuable. Wait, was it?
You're valuable, you're worthy, and you're worthy. You're loved no matter what.
is a statement, but there's also like an entire philosophy. Worldview, perspective, mm-hmm. that even if you're not saying that exact phrase, because you're probably not, right? You're not saying, hey, Zoe, I just want you to remember, You're worthy and loved no matter what.
Right.
Bing, ding.
Yeah, yeah.
Ding, right? Ding. But the way you respond, the way you talk to them, how you navigate things, you're reinforcing the message. So it's as much of a message as it is an actual statement.
Right.
That you just sort of, because a statement can become cliche.
Yes, right.
Right. And you, my mom used to always say, I'm valuable and worthy no matter what. I'm worthy of love no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. But did your mom and dad reinforce that? Did you believe that to be true?
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, how? And they'd probably be able to recount all these examples of when they experienced that statement to be true.
And I think it serves as an anchor for when they are going through things that counter that in their feeling. Mm. So like when Zoe recently, I cut her bangs and then she cried. Now, because she didn't like it, she actually really liked it. So then later when she was crying, we were like, why are you crying? And she was like, I think people are going to look at me, you know, and people are going to, and we were like, but I think people will look at you and give you a compliment. And she's like, but even when people are giving me a compliment, I don't like it when people look at me. So then we were able to have that conversation. What is it about people looking at you, even when they're being nice to you and saying, Zoe, I love your hair. Why do you not like that? And because of all the years where we've reinforced this concept, we were able to have a really good conversation where she was able to process her emotions. And it's funny to hear kids start to talk a little bit more grown up as they age and get more vocabulary. Cause she was like, I'm going to go real deep here now. And I was like, okay, let's go deep. She's like, I just feel like there's essentially boiling it down. Cause she said it in longer 9-year-old words.
Yeah.
But what she was saying was, I don't like to be embarrassed cause I feel shameful if I make a mistake.
Right.
And so if people look at me, there's more opportunities, even when they're giving me a compliment, potentially to make a mistake and be embarrassed and shamed. And in that situation for reinforcement, we were able to say, even if that were to be the case, if people were complimentary towards you or not, does that define who you are, your worth? And so reinforcing it in real life situations has been helpful.
That's awesome. Okay. You are worthy and loved no matter what.
No matter what.
Maybe you hear that over and over again. Mine is, you can do this. We believe in you.
Mm.
You can do this. We believe in you. Because when I was thinking of over and over again, and I think you were too, it was it's not just over and over again like 8 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's something they need to hear in every season and stage as they're growing up.
Mm. That's right.
And now it's different for every child. Some children are more prone to risk-taking.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more self-confident. They're not as afraid of failure. You know, some kids will try out for the soccer team and they could, if they don't make it, they don't make it. That's okay.
Right.
They wanted to make it, but they're not devastated if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Other kids are just terrified to even try because what if I don't make it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Some girls would just cut their bangs and never think about it because whatever. if people comment, no big deal. If, hey, mom, cut my bangs. If they don't turn out too bad,
they'll grow.
Yeah. Right. But what I've learned both as a parent and then just as a youth worker for so many years is no matter how confident you are, every child comes up against these moments where there's like, I don't know.
Mm.
I really want to, but I'm afraid or I don't, what if it goes wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, so it can be trying out for the soccer team. It can be the 12th grade boy who's been dating a girl for a year and he knows he should break up with her. But he's afraid. What happens? I'm comfortable with her. And will another girl ever go out with me? Hey, you can do this. You can do that. We believe in you. We believe in your ability to make the right decision. You can do this.
Mm.
Man, you can try out for the soccer team. You got this. Whether you make the team or not, it's going to feel good for stretching and trying. And you can do this. First job interview. Man, I'm so nervous. You got this. We believe in you. Mm. You can do this. It's not a you can do anything you decide to do kind of. It's not that.
And you'll be the best.
Because the reality is that's not true, right?
True.
You can become anything you want to become is not a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it works out. But for other, no matter how much I wanted to be a professional quarterback, if my dad would have said, Kurt, you can believe in yourself. You can, that would not have. It just wasn't.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Well,
have you ever seen? Do you know me, Grace? But if I had my heart set on trying, my dad saying, you can do this. Mm-hmm. In other words, give it a shot. You're going to be better for trying. You right. got this. We believe in you. And knowing that there, it goes back to these two kind of tie together because yeah, you're worthy and loved regardless.
Right.
Right? You're worthy and loved regardless if you make the soccer team or not. Mm-hmm. You're worthy and loved regardless if you get a part in the play or not. Mm-hmm. You're worthy and loved regardless if the girl you asked to prom says yes or no.
Right.
You're worthy and loved if you get the job you applied for. Like, that's a non-negotiable. And when you know that, then you can do this.
You're like very empowered.
You got this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are our two.
Love
man,
that.
I mean, it's kind of hard to narrow it down to two.
Right.
Things,
well,
the top two.
Yeah.
That kids need to hear over and over and over again.
Right.
But I think you are worthy and loved no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not in the top two, it's got to be pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do this. We believe in you. If it's not in the top two, it's got to be pretty close. So there you go, parents.
Love it.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Remember to text parents, the word parents, to 83,000 if you want to join our text community.
Join the party.
Please like or comment or respond to the question to this video in the comment section. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, share, comment, all the stuff about our channel. OnPurposeParents.com is our website with all the resources. The Parent Podcast is just one little
yes.
sliver, or it's a tenth. It's about a tenth of all the things we offer for parents.
Tell and us if you open the bathroom door with a paper towel or not.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? The fact that all three of us kind of do.
Do you think most people do?
No.
I don't think. You think most people
don't?
We'll find out. Let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. Please,
the
in the comments, or if you're listening to the podcast not on YouTube, where would they send their answer? Parents@saddleback.com. Parents@saddleback.com. Email us with a show topic suggestion,
mm-hmm.
a parenting question, and do you or do you not open the public bathroom door with a paper towel?
Or a pinky.
Or a pinky.
Yes.
We'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.